We're going to be looking in the book of Ezekiel tonight. We're looking in the book of Ezekiel. Every now and again, I like to turn over there, refresh my memory and this and that. But in the book of Ezekiel, and so let's see here, about chapter number 13, and we're going to be looking there in verse 1. If you're able to stand, we'll look there in this chapter here this evening. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. That's a difficult task right there. You don't believe that? Be going trying to preach to a bunch of them preachers. You know, that's one thing that messes up a Bible conference more than anything, preachers. That's it. I mean, that's it right there. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, and neither have ye made up the hedge in the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saith the Lord, and the Lord hath not sent them, and they've made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision, and have you not spoken a lying divination, whereas ye say that the Lord saith it, albeit I have not spoken? And therefore thus saith the Lord God, because that ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God. And mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, and neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, and neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Because ye have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. And say unto them which daubed it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. And there shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. We praise you, thou art God, beside thee there's none else. Bless, I pray, this word to every heart tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. In the lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out that we're talking about the word of the Lord that's commanded them to go and to preach against those that prophesy in Israel, namely that are false preachers. And that's what he was talking about in the lesson that we're looking at. And he said, here's how you can tell they're false or not. They don't see nothing. Somebody asked Mr. Joel Osteen here a few months ago as they were interviewing him and saying, well, do you ever preach on sin, or you ever preach on, and they named a few things. No, I never deal with any of that. You know why, don't you? False preacher. Not a real preacher. He went, but God didn't send him. He didn't call him. And by the way, that whenever you do, you begin to look into it, you realize and know that here's what happens is, here's a man that sees nothing. Here's a man that has nothing from God. Here's a man that's preaching against some preachers. Well, he should be, but he's not. But did you know there in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 50-something, I've written it down here somewhere if I can find it on this piece of paper, 56, 57, 58. Don't lose your text. Let's look at that. In the book of Isaiah there, you'll find that they preached against these preachers. Over there in the book of Isaiah chapter 30, and that's not where we're turning, but over in the book of Isaiah, we're going to be looking there in chapter number 56. Here's what he says, Isaiah 30. I'll read that for you real quickly. The Bible said in the passage there, there are those that said, this is a rebellious house, verse 9, he said, a lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not right things, speak unto us smooth things. Let me tell you, here's what the very next verse, get you out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. I'm going to tell you something. God warned them because you've despised the word. While you turn over there in the book of Isaiah, we're going to be looking in a chapter in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 56. Do you know, here's what the preacher's job is. Now, sometime he looks out and sees people defeated and they need encouragement. Sometimes he looks out and sees people, you know, that are bereaved and certainly they need some comfort. Now, sometimes he looks out, sees people dibbling and dabbling in sin. And that's where the preacher were messing up in this day. They didn't say anything about it. People didn't tithe, they just overlooked it. People got together and committed fornication and adultery, they just overlooked it. Do you know that the Bible said that evil communications corrupt good manners? I keep hammering to all these boys and girls because let me tell you what ends up happening. When you enter out into that God-cussing heathen world, you've got your guard up a little bit. But it isn't long until familiarity breeds contempt. And you go to thinking, these people are not as bad as, they're not even as bad as I thought it was. You'll get to where when they're taking God's name in vain or saying something falsified against the Lord, you won't even no longer flinch. You'll get to where you're enjoying their company so. And then when you come to the house of God, you'll go to thinking, oh man, the preacher's preaching right at me. Well, am I? See? If I am, good. I'm glad you showed up so I could get it. That's what was wrong with the people in Israel and the preachers in Israel. They didn't say nothing. They didn't have any message. They ran, but God didn't send them. They spoke, but God didn't give them a message. Let me say to you that whenever you look into it, you'll find they had no message that came from God. They've seen nothing. And as a result of that, look in Isaiah chapter number 56. There's a passage there that we ought to look at. There in Isaiah 56 verse 10, his watchmen are blind, they're ignorant, and they're all dumb dogs which cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Greedy dogs that can never have enough. See, he's what he's talking. Preach again that crowd. He said they all look to their own way and everyone to his own gain. And as a result of that, they just want to be able to get together and have a little wine and strong drink. Verse number 12, boy, he condemns them for that. Look in chapter 57, Isaiah. He's talking about people with no message that have seen nothing. In verse 50, chapter number 57, look, if you will, in verse 1. The righteous perish, no man layeth it to heart. And the merciful men are taken away, and none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. We could go on, but I want to say to you that, if you will, that look in chapter number 58, verse 1. Cry aloud and spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. He said, and yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteous and forsook not the ordinances of their God. And they ask of me the ordinances of justice, and they take delight in approaching to God, so forth and on. They said in verse number 3, wherefore we have fasted, say they. But look, if you will, please, in verse number 6. In verse number 6, he says, is this not the fast that I've chosen? He said, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. In other words, here's what he's saying. He said, I want you to feed people that are hungry, and I want you to cover people that are naked, and I want you to this and that. And yet you'll find they had not been doing any of that. And as a result of that, God is now reprimanding them over there in this chapter that we've read tonight in the book of Ezekiel. He said, I want you to go and preach against that crowd. Now look in verse 10 of our text, Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 10. Because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace. I want to say to you, that's false preaching, and that's false peace that's being presented there. Now, I don't know about you, but here's the deal right here. And here's where all of you, when I'm dead and gone, one of these days somebody's going to come along. It may be somebody that springs up out of your own midst. It may be that somebody comes in from without. And here's what the deal is. They're going to try to make you feel good about yourself like you are without the need to repent, even when God's smitten your heart and condemns your heart. You know, the worst thing you can do to a person whenever they say, man, I tell you, I feel like God's been busting my hide about this or that. Oh, no, don't worry about that. Hey, I've done much worse than that. You better not listen to people that have done much worse. You better listen to what God's doing in your heart. See? As a result of that, you're going to find that we live in a world like that that's wanting to give people peace, false peace. That's the reason why whenever you go to one of these liberal-minded, child evangelism, bow your head, repeat this prayer type of people, what they end up doing is that they try to give people a false hope. I remember whenever I was but a lad, went to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival time, this and that, business meeting, we was in all of it. And let me tell you right now is that I remember the day I came to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. And I remember the day I went down and went through the motions of doing that, and it wasn't real. I didn't mean it not to be real. I just didn't know. And here's what somebody told me. Said, now, Dennis, now that you're saved, don't never let anybody tell you different. But God finally did.
Yes, sir. Yes.
See? There's people that were always trying to give you peace whenever you hadn't got it. I tell you what I noticed. I've noticed that God is real, and you'd better listen to what God says. There's been times, you know, in life, and you probably, I don't know if it's ever happened to you or not, but you probably felt like you needed to go tell somebody, hey, listen, I'm sorry for the way I felt about you. felt about me? Well, that ain't hurting me none. No, but it's killing me. You better just not try to talk to anybody. Sometimes all you can do is talk to God and let God be real to your heart and your life. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out these are people here that had a false peace. They were on the wrong foundation. And as a result of that, they couldn't stand the test. Look in verse number 13. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, that I will even rend it a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So I'll break down the wall that they've daubed with untempered mortar. The foundation thereof shall be discovered. It shall fall, and you shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I am the Lord. I just said all that so that you'd be able to know. You and I can build something religiously in the world that may look good to the eye of the world. But you let God blow the storm of the test on it. It won't last very long, see? I remember whenever I first got saved, you know, I'd see some of them old fellas that had been in it a long time. The biggest brokenheartedness that was ever coming their way was the fact that the people were so full of apathy and so full of folly and this of that nature. You could tell they were more playing church than they were anything else. I remember there was a man, and you'd have liked him. I've told you about him before. His name was Hawkins, Brother Hawkins, old Brother Cullen Hawkins. He was noted the crying preacher of Pasadena. He'd read his text, close that Bible, buddy, and I mean weep his way through a sermon and just preach with tears running down his... And he told me, he said, you know, and he was pastor over at Thomas Road Baptist Church, a very huge, big edifice and a lot of people. And he said, I made up my mind, I'm just going to live for God, and I'm going to try to preach to some people that care about the word of the Lord, and I'm getting away from the bigness of religion. And so he did. He did. And let me tell you right now is that when you begin to look into the Bible, there's a bunch of that ought to take place in America that we're living in. Right here in this town, right here where we live, I imagine if you were to count them up, there's probably in the excess of 200 Baptist churches that are scattered around right here close within driving distance. And you know, most of them split over some kind of a nonsensical thing like which way the toilet paper ought to roll off of the roller, or where the curtains, what color they ought to be, or nonsensical things, if you please. There's no need in asking the average Baptist in the day we live in that's already established in churches where we got the King James Bible from, you know what your answer is going to be? Well, be honest with you, I don't use the King James Bible, they'll tell you. I see. What is it you're using that's not fit for toilet tissue? They don't like that because they don't know any better and they don't want to know any better. I want to say in closing that, if you will, please, that the real foundation is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's upon the solid rock. He is the rock Our rock's not the same as the rock of this world. And let me tell you something, is that the rock Christ Jesus. I like something old Brother Roloff said many, many years ago. He was preaching about David and Goliath. And he said, David did not kill Goliath with a spit wad. That's true. He used solid rock. That's the truth. I want to say that we live in a world that somehow or another has gotten away from the right foundation. And the right foundation is none other than the Lord and the Savior, Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, if you're on that foundation, you're not on sinking sand. I guarantee you're on a solid foundation. And He'll find you busy about the Father's business when He comes again for you. No untempered martyr for you and I. We're looking for that which God has tempered together by the Holy Spirit of God. And it'll be lasting in any and every storm that comes our way in life. I want to say there's a false promise that are given to many. And that false promise is that, hey, don't you worry about this and don't you worry about that. And God is going to just go ahead and love you. And I got news for you. In verse number 22, look at that. Because with lies you've made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad. You've strengthened the hands of the wicked that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. And what a thing that is. You know, in the day and hour that we're living in, it's not so much as what you know about this or that or first one thing and another. It's what you don't know. See? You know, you may come along and some of these little old boys here one of these days go to take a little nip. You can hide that. But if you're wanting to grow a mop head and long hair and look like a just an old frizzy-headed looking wild person, you can't hide that. See that? So it didn't long until the pressure. You know, Adam, I'm 74, as you well know. I've never wanted a ponytail. I know it's hard for you to believe, but I've never wanted a ponytail. These girls that have wanted a ponytail, God bless you. But I can't imagine in the day and hour we're living in, I see these little, what do they call them, buns on them men, you know, that they've got them all balled up there and a little bun on the back of their head. And I never paid much attention until Brother Darrell was saying something about it. And I got to tell you right now is what a silly, faggot-looking bunch that is. I don't know that any of them are faggots, but they sure do identify and sure do look like it. See? And let me say to you, they obviously don't know where that passage is. It tells you, no, not it's a shame for a man to have long hair, and nature even teaches you that. They not only don't know where that is, they don't care where it is. See? So as a result of that, go ahead and grow your little ponytail. I don't care. I'm just trying to tell you that obviously God does. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. We live in a corrupt and lost, dying world, but we thank you that thou art God. Beside thee, there is none else. Now I pray you'd finish the message in every heart.